Will please come to order. The time has stopped. Clock has stopped. Roll call.
Roll call for Monday, March 2nd. Anderson District 2?
Here.
Anderson District 28?
Here.
Barnard?
Here.
Bebout?
Here.
Burns?
Here.
Case?
Present.
Christensen?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Cooper?
Here.
Kraft?
Here.
Dockstetter?
Here.
Driscoll?
Here.
Emmerich?
Here.
Escobel?
Here.
Geis?
Here.
Hastert?
Here.
Hicks?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Kinski?
Here.
Landon?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Pappas?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Ross?
Here.
Rothfuss?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Von Fladern?
Here.
Wasserberger?
Here.
President Nicholas?
Here.
30 present.
We can try if they get everything.
I'll just talk to Eli on the way back down.
Father Paul Trubenbach with the Holy Apostles Orthodox Church of Cheyenne, will you please lead us with the prayer?
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O Holy Lord, Almighty God, He who is without beginning or end, pure and undefiled, inscrutable and fathomable, invisible, surpassed by none, all-merciful and only immortal one, you who have established all seasons and times by your own authority, you who have conceived all things before all time, and who is yourself before and beyond all ages, who are long-suffering and plenteous in mercy, vouchsafe this body to stand in awe before your creative command and your unsurpassed wisdom, crown with glory the earthly and heavenly bounties that have been bestowed upon us, that we may be guided by the light of your commandments, that we may pass the day graciously with seemly disposition, and that we may live virtuous lives. Strengthen and confirm our nation by the might of your hand, and lead the minds and hearts of us, your servants, to good and holy things. You who granted man minds capable of reason and contemplation, fill our minds with thoughts of humility and wisdom. You who created man with hearts capable of mercy, instill in our hearts love, compassion, and selflessness. You who adorned the soul of man with every virtue, cultivate in our souls every goodness, abundant integrity, and all righteousness. And you, O Lord, who granted man free will, guide our own wills today to seek that which fosters a thirst for uprightness, for morality, and for the good in ourselves and in others. Grant your unparalleled peace upon this assembly, and inspire in us all to do only that which encourages others to do that which is pleasing unto you. For you are a God of mercy and compassion, and to you we offer up glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Amen.
You please join me with the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball! We have that message ready. I read the message out. There is no doctor of the day. Leave it at that. We do have a nurse, though. We've got Carol Barron. Welcome this morning, and thank you. I want everybody to give her a warm welcome. Who needs a doctor when you've got a nurse? In 1890, Fort Laramie's status as an active army post was ended. Session status. Today is day 33 of the proposed 37-day session. The last day for committee of the whole on bills in the second house is today. Tomorrow is the last day for second reading. Well, I think we'll probably suspend third reading given the little action last night with the House. Senator Hastert.
Privilege of the floor.
You may.
Mr. President, as everyone here knows, we were the victims of a little tomfoolery, but also I also just very much appreciate the reminders that the House gave us. They gave us a bottle of Ensure to ensure that we don't pass any of those bad House bills. They gave us some Polident to ensure that our teeth stay in when our jaws fall open when we read those bills, and to remind us that stupid hurts that when we pass those House bills, what happens out in Wyoming. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, privilege of the floor.
You may.
And they gave us a shot of Jack Daniels for a little bit of spine to take good care of these actions. You might check your cups if you have any cups laying around.
Senator Offutt.
Mr. President, in a potentially related coincidence there may be a tortilla in your drawer.
Senator Ross.
Mr. President, I have privilege of the floor.
You may.
Mr. President, I would like to make a motion that the entire Senate, House, and, Majority and Minority Caucus in Room 302 for a retaliation summit.
Well, Mr. Let me read you the message number 10 that's going over there. Mr. Speaker, it is quite clear to the Senate that members of the House have too much time on their hands. Given the House has diverted its attention away from time-honored practice of working legislation, the Senate has recessed from its work on House bills while the Senate engages in wheelchair racing events and ponders the return of their illegally forfeited assets.
May I have further privilege to the floor?
You may.
I'd like to introduce my wife and my daughter, Keaton, who's here today from the University of Wyoming, watching.
Hi, Keaton.
I'm going to run it through with your name, too.
That's
right.
Well, I don't know if we don't need a journal. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
May I have privilege of the floor?
May.
Mr. President, if you and the Minority Floor Leader wanted to have that joint caucus, I've been studying all morning since I got here early with Senator Dockstader to look at having expungement of our records or amending our rules by two-thirds vote to deal with the situation appropriately. And I can present that to a full group of senators if you wanted to do that.
Okay, I'd like to have that. Let's go ahead and read in the journal report, and then we'll do that.
Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the Journal of February the 27th, 2015, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Jeff Wasserberger, Chairman.
You've heard the report. Are there any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. Attaboy, Jeff. He's been here almost 30 days, and he hasn't screwed it up too badly yet. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, are you ready for that motion, or this is, or that was just...
Mr. President, I move that the Senate go to 302 immediately.
Okay, you've heard the motion. Does everybody agree? All those say aye?
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Well, you can take the elevator. We'll even let you use one of the... There. Okay, I guess the caucus is in 302. Before we leave, Senator Esquivel.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before we leave, privilege of the floor.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President, and just want to remind the body, in the words of that famous philosopher of country western, George Jones, who said the race is on, and the way it looks right now, the race is on, and cancer is ahead by one length coming into the home stretch, but the Senate is catching up, And in order to beat cancer, we need 100% participation. You should have one of the entry forms on your desk. So we need 100% participation. Anything less would be unacceptable. Thank you, Mr. President.
All right. You've heard the motion. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, having rethought my motion, maybe it would be more appropriate, and I would so move, and I'm sure I violated some rule, that we stand in recess and discuss it right here on the floor of the Senate. That way, certain members will not have to go up to 302.
They'd enjoy that. All right. The rule's suspended. We're now in recess till the sound of the gavel. So what's the appropriate retaliation, Mr. Majority Floor Leader?
Well, Mr. President, at the